Good morning. Good to have all of you here this morning outside, and those listening on the radio at home, we welcome you. It's glad to have a beautiful morning. I have a few announcements that I'd like to make this morning. The first one is that beginning next week, September 6th, we will begin to come in and have hybrid worship. That means that we will be able to have so many inside, and if you feel comfortable outside, you may stay outside. We'll still have the speakers out, and you may continue to listen at home on the radio. If you're listening to our radio and you would like to be a radio sponsor, it's only $125 a year. We'd love to have you join our team of sponsors. Just contact the church and let us know. Also, Brett Lester, the chief of police, is asking for prayer warriors on Tuesday, September 1st at 7 a.m. to come and pray over the school and staff at the Sandusky Elementary School. Bring your Bibles. We will be reading Psalm 91, and it's open for all people to come and pray and read the psalm, and just lift our children, our parents, our school as we go into the school season. I also want you to know that on September 12th, from 9 to 12, on September 12th, from 10 to noon, a suicide awareness and remembrance ceremony will be held here at the United Methodist Church in the parking lot. And if you want to have a t-shirt, you need to order those in advance. We have order forms on at the church office. If you like to order those, you can come in Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday mornings. This morning, we'd like to celebrate some anniversaries and some birthdays and one anniversary. We have birthdays. Suzanne Hickson, she's out in the parking lot. Sharon Minard and Rick Tank. And then George and Darlene Ross will be celebrating their anniversary. So Tina's going to play for us as we celebrate both. Anymore. Let's just take a moment as we light our candles and prepare our hearts for worship as Tina just plays a piece of music for us. Tina. Our praise songs this morning are "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus" and "Bind Us Together."
I have decided to follow Jesus.
call to worship this morning reads, "Thus says the Lord, let those who boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord." As we come together to worship this morning, let it be a time when we can get to know the Lord better. Let us listen for the marks of a true Christian and determine to live more Christ-like lives. Come, let us worship together. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, we invite you into our lives this morning as we praise and worship your name. We pray that you will open our hearts and our minds, that our ears may hear, that our eyes may see what a true Christian should be and how we are to walk the walk. So, Lord, I ask that you transform us into the person that you desire us to be. And let us praise your name in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Our next song is "This is a Day of New Beginnings."
This is a day of new beginnings. Time to remember and to move on. Time to believe what love is bringing.
Invite our children to come up to the church as I come out to do the children's message. Come up. We got a few out here. Come on over. Good to see all of you. So those that are listening to the radio, I thank you. You can have a conversation with parents. Come on over. Little Claire is just a walking. How cute. Yes. I saw that. Plane's going over. So how are all of you this morning? Good?
I saw a spray airplane.
You saw a spray airplane?
When we were backing out.
Okay.
In our driveway.
Do you know what they're doing?
What?
They're dusting the crops is what they call it. Crop. That's what you meant to say. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I love your smile. Yeah, I just love your smile. Yeah.
We have a dog named Baxter.
You have a dog named Baxter? Well, you know what we're going to talk about today is love. I bet you love your dog.
Yeah, I do. I love my dog really much.
You love your dog really much. Well, we have somebody have a dog out here, too. They love their dog, too. The dog's in the car. So, what else do we love?
Our family.
Parents. You what? God. We love God. Can you think of other things we love? Food. I love food too.
I love my boots.
You love your boots. You got new boots on. I love it. What else do we love? Anything? You know, sometimes we love a lot, right?
Our family.
We love to do crafts. We might love to read. We love to play. We love to play with each other. I bet. Right?
Yeah.
And it matches your boots. That's right. Love those boots. Got to thank Grandma for those boots, right? So we talk about love. God in our books this morning in the Bible talks about genuine love. It has to be real love. Because we talk about loving our boots and loving our suckers. But really loving our family and loving God is what he wants us to do the most, right? That's genuine love. And we love each other. Just being honest. Point. Right? Nick. I love it. I love it. So, boys and girls, listen. I hope you can tell your mom and dad what you love. But we have to remember that Jesus gave us some commandments. And you know what he said? Love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then and love your neighbor as yourself. So that's part of genuine love, is when we can love ourselves. Do you guys love yourself?
Yeah.
Good. And then we can love others, but we have to love ourselves in order to love others, right? Yeah? So will you guys love each other this week?
Yeah.
Love your parents? Will you love your pastor? I just have make sure you're listening. Right. I love Claire. Yeah, you are just getting so big walking. I love all you boys and girls that are at home. So you have gotten very tall. You have gotten very tall this summer.
Taller than the building.
Well, that's kind of tall. But I think you'll grow up and you'll be taller than what you are now. So can we pray? Can you guys join me? Say, repeat after me. Dear God, help me to love me and to love others. Amen. All right, you guys go back to your, there you go. Oh, okay. Thank you. You guys have a good week. All right. Tina's going to play. Our Old Testament scripture this morning is Psalm 105, verse 1 to 6, 23 to 26, and 45c. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments are pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. Then Israel entered Egypt, and Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against the servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. Praise the Lord. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. Now may we sing, Come Away With Me. Ask any children, parents, and staff of school to come out to the door as I pray over you. We did our exercise today. So come, a child, a parent, or a school employee. We've invited them to come, and we're going to pray over them. Last year, when we prayed, I got to lay hands on each one. This year, I don't get to do that. But we will pray over you. I know school has been delayed a week, but we already had this scheduled. So come on over as we get into that school season. And we know that some are school tomorrow that may be radio. I know Deckerville is going to school tomorrow. So come on over as we pray. So here's at the beginning. Wisdom for the gift of new beginnings and for learn and to wonder. We pray for teachers that this year might be rewarding for all. Be with us as we face the challenge of this COVID season, the fear of failure, the expectations of parents for in our learning and in our teaching, whether it's virtual or in person, may we grow in service to others and in love for your world through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We pray that no matter whether you're at home or in person at school, that you are blessed and that you will grow and that this new year, your life will be blessed. So if I could touch one of you, I would bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So go and learn and be happy and joyful. And we just talked about and love others. Okay? All right. Thank you. Amen. For those of you on the radio, we ask a blessing upon you as well. And so now we're going to go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask each one, teachers and staff, the superintendent and principals, and all who are acquainted with the schools, that we not fear, but that we be open to you, and that you will put that hedge of protection around each one of your people. We pray for our church as we go to hybrid worship next Sunday. And we pray that as we do that, that we will have an understanding and a love for one another, that we will be open to the Spirit, that we will be a blessing to be a blessing, and they can be a blessing to others. And this week we pray for Mortimer Lundber as we continue to pray for businesses in our community. We pray for all our community, that we can get along, that we are not racist with one another, that we're not judgmental, that we will be open and caring and loving and kind as you've called us to be true Christians who love our neighbors and ourselves. We give thanks, Lord, for those children that have been able to go to camp, and we have a couple that have read or given us notes saying thank you, First United Methodist Church, for my scholarship to Bayshore. I loved camp because I like to make new friends and making crafts. That was from Bristol. And a brother said, thank you, Sandusky First United Methodist Church, for my scholarship to Bayshore. I loved Bayshore because making friends and of doing laser tag by Corbin. You know, we give you thanks, Lord, for all that you do, for all of us, and for what the church can do in the ministries, in our community, and for our families. May we continue to do that, that we can grow together, that we can be even better servants and disciples of Jesus Christ, that we honor you, and that we give you all glory and praise. And we pray, Lord, that you will lead us in a way that we can know your presence is with us, and that we can choose and make the right choice of right over wrong, good over evil. And so we give you our lives, Lord, and we ask that you bless it, that we may be a blessing. In the name of Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our New Testament reading this morning is from Romans 12. Following what Paul said last week on living a living sacrifice, he continues to write about love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:9-21. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So I said earlier, this is Paul speaking following his continuation of how we are to act, and I titled my sermon, Marks of a True Christian. First, Paul was talking about being a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, to make sure that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, to make sure that we walk the walk and talk the talk is our language, and to be able to be Christ-like. And so as he continues to say how we can be that true Christian, what kind of marks they are, or what that looks like, he tells us in this passage, we must be sincere. Love must be sincere. So in a commentary that I was reading by Rochelle Stackhouse, she talked about 60 youth going on a retreat. Of course, this was long ago. It wasn't in the time of COVID. And they had to make a covenant for the 3 days that they were going to be together. And the covenant was to govern their behavior toward one another. I thought, this is good. So she asked the kids what they would say. And here's what they responded. No drama. Don't talk when others are talking. Respect leaders. Participate fully in activities. And then they went on to fill a whole page, and they signed their name. Now, during that weekend retreat, sometimes they had to be reminded, don't we all? And that's why Paul has given us these words, as a reminder that this is what we are to do. They even talked about in the commentary is, should churches be doing this and have people sign it? This is how we are to be a Christian. We shouldn't have to do that. With youth group and a covenant for 3 days is one thing, but we should know that this is how we are to act all the time. But thank goodness, as I read this, thank goodness that Jesus went to the cross and died for us, because I fail at this at times, probably a lot of times, and I think we all do. But this is a good reminder for us to look at the passage this is something that we all should do. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Amen? If you were in here, I would hope you'd say amen to that. We're to be devoted to one another. That's part of the covenant that God made with us, the commandment to love God with our whole self and to love our neighbor as ourself. And so if we're devoted to one another in love, then there shouldn't be evil in the world. But unfortunately, many do not live as this scripture asks us to live. Continues, honor one another. Be patient in affliction. Be joyful in hope. Be faithful in prayer. You know, prayer does work. A lot of times I will start a prayer before, just like I did at the service here in my sermon, so that I can be set aside and God can work through me. We're to practice hospitality, live in harmony with one another. I added some of my own words: be respectful, be kind, be generous. But be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. When I read this week, I thought to myself, that's really hard to do. As a pastor, you do things that you hope will be the best for the church. Just like in the COVID situation, we believe that it was best to be outside. But not everybody thought that way. I cannot please everyone. Here it says, don't please everyone. It says, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. Again, that's really difficult to do because we have free choice. We have our own thoughts and our own way of doing things. And so as I read this, I'm trying to make sure that I can be respectful of all people, even if I disagree. And a lot of times I need to be accountable for that, as we all need to be accountable in all of this. Do what is good. Honor one another. To be patient even in affliction. I don't have much patience. How about you? Do you practice that? Are you patient even in affliction? Are you careful to do what's right in the eyes of everyone? Or he told you how I feel. What about you? So we need to look and see what our core values are in the church, and to do that in our ministry and to love one another is part of that core value. That's why Paul is talking to his church, to the Romans, and even to us. Sometimes our discipleship is very costly, but we need to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. And I can tell you in our life today, that is almost impossible. But we have to do our best, and we have to practice and practice and practice. And even if we don't agree, we need to respect one another. We need to be kind to one another. We need to be joyful in hope and faithful in our prayers. It continues to say, do not repay anyone evil for evil. You know, sometimes in our society, and we see it now a lot, that we want to get even. Well, if this one killed somebody, then they should be killed. You know, there is an old saying in the scriptures in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. Here it says, do not repay evil for evil. In fact, it tells us that we are not to be judge. But who is to be judge? God, his son Jesus Christ. As we step at that pearly gate, when we leave this earth, we will all be judged, but we are not to judge one another here on this earth. It is not for us. It is God's wrath, not ours. He says, it's mine to avenge. I will repay. And then he goes on to say, on the contrary, this is what you are to do. You, my friends, if you have an enemy who is hungry, feed them. If your enemy is thirsty, give them something to drink. And in doing this, you would heap burning coals on their head. As commentary said, what is heaping coals on their head? It is not literally putting coals on their head. It's being respectful. It's helping them out and hoping that in doing your kindness and respect to them, even when they're your enemies, they will see their wrong and repent. And they will do what is good and not evil. I was at a church once that wasn't always respectful to me. When I left that church, my district superintendent said, go out to the lake and dip yourself in the lake and leave all of this behind you and move on. Our scriptures will even say that if somebody will not follow and they are doing what is wrong, shake the dust off your feet and move on. And that's what that district superintendent was actually saying to me. Move on. You don't quarrel with them. You don't have evil topped on their head. You still continue to respect. You disagree. But you are to do the common good and have well-being of others. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We have evil going on in this world. In fact, I believe that Satan is trying his hardest with this COVID. He didn't cause the COVID. God didn't cause the COVID, but they are still working. Satan is trying to bring us apart. And did you hear the song that we started with, Bind Us Together? We need to come together in love. Love in action is what Paul said. We need to come together, not go further apart. I find myself, though, in these days of COVID, when people continue to almost attack. They don't know that they're attacking. I don't believe they're attacking, but it feels like an attack. We have got to get in the building. And my walls go up. I know that. But I'm learning through this scripture and through hearing others that we need to come together. Our actions and our attitudes need to match what is a true mark of a disciple. And so if they're our enemy, feed them. They're hungry. If they're our enemy, give them respect. If they're our enemy, treat them with kindness and generosity. Because God has the final judgment, not us. But see, we need to look at ourselves. When the commandment says, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love your neighbors, he ends it with love yourself as you love yourself. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love others? How can we be kind to others if we're not kind to ourselves? If we can't take care of us, ourselves, how will we take care of others? There needs to be a commitment in our life to say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. I'm going to make this commitment to be a true disciple, to love sincerely, to do what is good. And it said, not just do what's good, cling to what's good. Cling to what's good. And I know for myself, I have to be in prayer. I have to be faithful in prayer all the time to make sure I'm going, Lord, help me out. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me to move forward. Lord, help me to be a better person. Lord, help me. Almost daily do I have to do that so that I can be God's hands and feet to the world and be the disciple he wants me to be. Where are you? You know, some of the questions in the commentaries are, we are to live in harmony with others. Are you able to do humble tasks with others? Do you welcome conversation with unattractive, non-prejudiced people? Are you willing to befriend newcomers and entry-level people? Or do you relate only to those who will help you get ahead? See, God's given us tremendous grace. Because like me, many of us don't do it perfectly. So he gives us forgiveness as we ask. And he's asking us that when we pass on that grace and forgiveness as he's given it to you and I. So why do you think Paul tells us to forgive our enemies? Commentaries will respond with three things. Forgiveness may break a cycle of retaliation and lead to mutual reconciliation. Secondly, it may make the enemy feel ashamed and change his or her ways. And third, by contrast, repaying evil for evil hurts you just as much as it hurts your enemy. Even if your enemy never repents, forgiving him or her will free you of a heavy load of bitterness. So what are our actions and attitudes going to be? Will we follow those right actions with right feelings? Paul tells us, be kind to your enemy. And the best way to get rid of the enemies is to turn them into our friends. Wow. Can our enemies become our friends? Maybe they're not our enemies. Maybe they're people that we just don't want to associate because they're different than us. How can we, with our actions and attitudes, make them be friends with us and love them as God loves them? How are you and I going to do that? Will we look this week to be a true Christian and to show those marks to others? That means that we have to be sincere in our love. As we come this week and every week in our Christian upbringing and our Christian journey and our Christian walk, will we show in our actions and our attitudes a commitment for life that God wants us to lead? Let us pray. Holy Father, when we fail, you pick us up. Sometimes we don't even try. Help us, Lord, to be better, to show the marks of a true Christian, to grow in our faith, to learn, to give grace and forgiveness, to give respect and kindness to all people, and to be joyful in hope, knowing that it is all yours, your people, your creation, and you've given us our life. May we honor you in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. This morning we're going to take up our offering. Pray that you will continue to support our church, especially in this time of COVID. Thank you. Bless these gifts and those who have given, that they may be used to further your kingdom here on earth, to help us to be a better disciple, no matter what the cost. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing the doxology. Our closing hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Let there be peace on earth, and may it begin with me. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.